This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hiya, I'm Ione.
And I'm Olivia.
Together, we host the Polyester Podcast.
Are you sick of the pressure to be a girl boss?
Tired of being told gossip is immoral?
Or have so much rage inside of you, you don't know what to do with it?
The Polyester Sleepover Club is here to divulge what society considers our worst habits and discuss why these feminised emotions are still so taboo.
In our Obsessions episodes, we talk to someone we admire about something they're utterly obsessed with.
That has nothing to do with how they generate their income.
Search the Polyester Podcast on the Acast app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old broths. It's me, Ronnie, and over there's Ben. How you doing, baby?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Below Deck Mediterranean Day, everybody.
Woo-woo!
Go listen to our other projects. I record the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast. We are just about to start Bachelor Greatest of All Times recaps. That starts tonight on ABC. Those are 3 hours that cover one season each of The Bachelor. So it'll be like Bachelor College. And then in our bonus episodes for that, we are doing Labor of Love on Fox. And Ben is also on another podcast called Game Brain, which is pretty great. And he also does a cartoon about the Real Housewives of New York City, guy. It's called Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. You can find that over on LYouTube.
Yes. So that's go that check stuff. That out.
And then we have also got some business shout-outs to do. Right now we are highlighting Black-owned businesses to for everybody to show their support to these all these great businesses. I'm pulling up my latest one right now on Instagram where they're all listed. So if you guys want to find – if you hear something and you need to see it listed somewhere, they're mostly going to be on our Instagram post about it. I'm going to talk today about – Arawak Farm. They are on Instagram at ARAWAK, Arawak Farm. They are Arawak Farm products have unique flavor profiles that can be enjoyed in everyday recipes. They have pepper sauces, spicy fruit spreads, and spice blends. And they're in Oakland, California. So go check them out on El Insta and their website, which is arawakfarm.com.
Awesome. This one was actually written to us by someone named Ademide, I think. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. And Ademide says, I'm writing to you about Yinny Beanie Baby, a small black-owned business in Washington, D.C., although she ships nationwide. The website is yinnybeaniebaby.com/shop. That's yinnibeaniebaby.com. So Yinny creates fun and cute baby items, including onesies for babies, bibs, and t-shirts for toddlers. Recently, she's also done fabric masks, which, by the way, really important. Everyone should get one, okay? She's been at the Eastern Market for a while, and she has all this awesome stuff for different ages and genders, etc. So they opened that. Basically, she was like working at a... She just opened up a physical location because she had not been physical before. I think it was just at a market. And she just opened up her first physical location right before COVID hit. And, you know, has been hit really hard. So go check them out. YinnyBinnyBaby.com/shop.
Yes. And now we are on to Below Deck Mediterranean episode 2 for the season.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Things have gotten real tense real quickly. I mean, there's something about this show. God, the last two seasons, there have been a real problem people on the on the crew. Real. Last season, we had Mila, who had, you know, a great resume that was probably all false, and she didn't know how to cook a thing. And now we have Lara, who, wow, a lot of attitude from Lara. A lot.
Yeah, Lara came to play. Dang. So we're still on the first night of charter where we left off last weekend in a little snit between Hannah and Lara. And Hannah's like, Lara, just want to ask you something. If you can acknowledge me, that would be great.
And Lara's like, yes, that's what I'm doing.
No, but I mean, I would appreciate it if you actually said something back to me to acknowledge me.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Oh, really? You don't have time to say okay to your chief, Steve?
No. No.
I would start showing a little respect if I were you.
So basically, Lara, she is just kind of ignoring Hannah. And the other thing that she does a lot, I don't know if you noticed, that she says, okay, okay. Yeah, like this like chirpy but dismissive, okay, okay.
You can tell that Lara's been in tons of arguments in her life because she does everything to rile you up in an argument. She's dismissive. She's like, oh, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. And then she just says, okay, okay, okay. And then she does the thing where she goes, I'm staying calm because this is how I do. I stay calm and you get so mad. Why are you so mad when I'm so calm?
She has like deep reservoirs of entitlement that really power her through all the arguments because she not only thinks she's right, she just knows she's right. So she doesn't even bother getting mad because it's like there's literally no point to get mad because she's just so right. And that's like her mindset, you know? And so she's just like, yes, okay. Okay, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. So a little later, Chris, the guest, Chris, is searching the boat for something, I don't know. And Lara is bringing in a tray of empty glasses, and Hannah passes her in the hallway, and she goes, you can just knock off now and start at 6 tomorrow. And she's like, oh, so plan has changed again, eh? And she's like, yes, it has. Oh, are you sure this time? And she's like, 100%, honey.
Hannah's like, if you want to play that game, honey, I'm much better at it than you are, honey. Hannah is in full, like code red honey this entire episode.
Yes.
Like she has just been fully activated.
Her eyes are going to pop out. She's in full on honey eyes. So she goes to bitch to Jess and she's like, I just knocked her off. She can do breakfast setup. And Jess is like, oh, I really don't want to be on her bad side.
64. Oh, I keep forgetting we're not playing bingo.
And then Chris is playing with the other guests. He's like, let's play rock, paper, scissors. And whoever loses got a drink. Yeah, got a chug. Is this how rich people live, too? I mean, come on.
Aren't there more inventive drinking games? Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's the point of being rich if you're just going to play my uncle's fucking backyard drinking game? Like, what's the difference? Yeah.
And then we get a shot of Alex trying to get into bed because he's bunking over Peter, the unit, and he's like trying to get into bed and just completely like collapses and falls and is like, you know, maybe might cause Juan to have some concerns about the agility and dexterity of the deck crew, you know.
Then we go to Malia's room and she's on the phone gossiping with her boyfriend. She's like, I don't know, my day was weird in deck. Like, I mean, one of the guys is nice, but he's really quiet. And she's talking about the, you know, the zombie guy from Game of Thrones.
Rob.
Yeah. And she's like, and there's already like bromances forming. And her boyfriend goes, that's not good. She goes, yeah, it makes me nervous.
Yeah. And then we go back to Pete and Alex's room and Pete's like, hey, you want to say hi to my dog? And then, you know, Alex is expecting like a picture of the dog on the phone, whatever. But he like actually has the dog's ashes in his like keychain or something and just holds the ashes up. And he's like, I brought my dog on this trip. That is so unit. That's so unit.
Yeah. That's so unit, bro. And they just crack up, bro, laughing. I'm impressed it wasn't as nuts that he whipped out.
Yeah.
So, you know, they did better than I thought.
So Hannah's in the galley and she's like, oh, honey, I can't believe it's only day one of Charter One. And Kiko's like, I like everyone in the crew. I Kiko.
Chi copy. And Hannah's like, good for you, honey, cry, cry. So then they're still playing rock, paper, scissors upstairs. And Hannah tells Jess goodnight. She's like, now be sure to prioritize breakfast service over anything else. All right. She's like, okay. Oh, God, this is fine.
So now it's the next morning, and everyone's waking up. And Lara is very excited because she can do service without Hannah around. So theoretically, you think this is when Lara's going to, like, excel and kick it out of the park, you know, because, or hit it out of the park because she was You know, she was formerly a first stew on 45 different vessels. So we think this is going to be your moment to shine.
And Malia's like, Captain, anchor's ready. Oh, you can start hauling. And then we get Lara setting up breakfast. Interior, fresh squeezed oranges to the bridge, please. And Lara's like, oh, fresh orange. I hate these things. I hate doing these things.
Yeah. And so Jessica, the third stew, is stuck with this juicer. And she's like, I'm a quarter Japanese. And my Japanese grandma would always tell me, whatever you do it the best you can. But this juicer is a beast. I was like, I was wondering where you were going with that, because I was like, how are we relating this juicer to your ethnic heritage? Okay, I guess we sort of got there.
You're sort of not. Also, every grandmother said that. But it's cool to learn about you. It's cool to learn about you. She's like, yeah, but this juicer is a beast. Can we just buy it in a jug? Which, you know, can't really argue with that.
I feel like that juicer is going to be an ongoing joke this season, because they cut back to that juicer a million times. It's going to be like Jessica's nemesis. It's going to be like the fridge for Ellen Burstyn in Requiem for a Dream. She's just going to be seeing that juicer in her, you know, in her nightmares.
Yeah, that juicer. I wonder if it's just the same juicer from regular Below Deck that they sent over here. Because everyone is like the juicer that traumatizes everybody that comes near it.
And why is it so traumatizing? I mean, all you do is you just cut an orange and just put it on top and push down, right?
No, you know, juicing always looks easy until you're juicing. I went on a juice diet one time and I was like, fuck this. Oh my God, it's terrible. You're like taking out garbage bags full of pulp. It's like, geez.
I mean, it's annoying, but yes, I know what you're saying.
So Jess, and also it's just at work, you know, everything sucks when you're actually at work. It's like, oh, that's napkins, true. Oh, folding napkins, oh, it's so hard. It's like, it's not hard, but
Yeah, that's pretty much me with any sort of responsibility. I'm like, oh, Mom.
Yeah, me too. So Kiko is in the kitchen. He's like, American fluffy pancakes make people so happy. I love making the pancakes.
I have a question to our international listeners. Are our pancakes sort of like the butt of like the world's breakfast foods? Because this is now like, there was last year when Milo was like, fine, I make American pancakes. I'm like... I'm not feeling any sort of way. I'm just curious. Have we just always like been like, oh, pancakes? And everyone's like, oh, look, American pancakes.
Look at American with her 5,000 calorie breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, are you guys laughing at us?
Yes, of course. So the captain comes up to Kiko and she's like, morning, how are you doing? Did you get some rest? And he's like, I guess. She goes, I guess means a no. Okay, you need a hug nap. Right? I'm going to hug you. I'm going to hug you in the form of a nap, a 5-second nap, right?
5-second nap. Also, where's that juice? I'm getting a little thirsty. I will also require very brown toast, and I'm going to transition onto cereal this season because I saw that Captain Lee loves it. So
she totally did transition to cereal. She's like, I'm a cereal leader now. That means I'm more serious this season. Got it?
So one thing that's happening is that the guests are sitting around and first of all, they are sort of serving themselves a little bit. They're like passing around a tray, which is a no-no. And second of all, they want to order eggs, but no one has asked them about the eggs. Lara hasn't. So they're like, has anyone asked the guests about the eggs? And Lara's like,
they're waiting for the juice. Everyone knows you cannot order eggs without the juice.
I'm going to ask them now once I have the juice for them. And he's like, scrambled egg. There's so many kinds of egg. You need to ask them the kind of egg. And I mean that the most loving way. Oh, fluffy pancake. And she's like, I'm waiting for the juice.
You know, I argue a lot. I find myself in conflicting situations. I want to be a lawyer because I like to defend people, and I always seem to be winning all the time, but instead of being a lawyer, I am here cleaning cabins, so there's that.
So she offers them eggs, and they give her the order, and so she comes down, and she's like, well, they want two over easy. And he's like, over easy, and that means? She goes, I don't know, I'm not the chef.
He goes like, He's like, I'll smile anyway.
And Jessica's like, what the fuck? She goes, I think it's a fried egg with some yolk, I think. Like, maybe some runniness of a yolk. And he's like, okay.
Meanwhile, downstairs in the crew mess, Pete is, you know, Pete is like kind of hot for Lara, and he still doesn't know if her name is Lara or Lana or Lana. And I'm like, dude, like, this is bad. You're 2 days living in the same space with someone and you still don't know her name. Like, that, like, put a little effort into this. I'm sure her name is written somewhere on some wall. Or just, like, ask a producer.
Yeah, they're terrible, those guys. Below deck guys. Always. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
So, Eunice's like, yeah, Lara, Lana. I like Lana because that name's so fucking hot. Emily is like, oh my God, Lana! So then upstairs, yeah. Kiko's like, okay, do a sunny side up. And Lara leaves with them. And Chris and the guys are ready to go. Chris loves some fast service in between his games of rock, paper, scissors. He's like,
yeah,
this could have come faster. This should have been faster. So he's ready to go. And they're like, dude, wait for the eggs, okay, brah?
Because the eggs are just sitting there. Kiko made the eggs and Lara's nowhere to be found, right? So, and Kiko's getting mad. So the thing is that she went to do the cabins. She's like doing passive aggressive work where she doesn't want to do the cabins, but she's going to do them to show like, oh, how disorganized Hannah is in ordering things around. So she's going to sort of create chaos in that way. So Jessica's like, yeah, you need to help me. And Lara's like, but the cabins, they need to be done. And since I'm doing breakfast, you can do cabins. And Jessica's like, no, we're both doing breakfast. And Lara's like, but the sheet, if you read the directions, one does a breakfast and the other doing cabin. You want to read? You want to read? She's like, I can read. One of my 52 jobs before coming here was being a professional reader to seals, okay? So I can read.
The attitude is unnecessary. He's like, oh my God, they're just fighting. You need much more days to be that kind of mean, huh?
Yeah. So now Jess is telling Lara that to go do the cabins. I guess they got the eggs out or whatever. So she's telling her to do the cabins, and Lara's like, I don't want to be bossed around. Calm down, please, when you speak to me. Yeah,
yeah. The always handy, calm down, please, when you speak. Calm, calm, be calm. Why are you so angry, lady with lots of eyeliner? Why?
Funny how Lara does not want to be bossed around from a third stew, and yet is totally unwilling to take directions from Hannah, her boss.
Yeah. So then Malia is talking to Rob, and Rob the ghoul, and she's like, so Rob, do you miss being home? Like, did modeling get you out of the house a lot and stuff? And he's like,
yeah, someone helped me, actually. Back when I was home, I was being naughty. I used to transport illegal things to the airport to get my mom into rehabilitation.
Okay.
Like, what? Wait, what?
I didn't see that coming. It was like a full Law and Order confessional. What the hell?
Yeah. Emily was like, oh, well, how's your mom? And he's like, my mom died of her liver failure 9 years ago. We celebrated an alcoholic with lots of alcohol. She would have loved that joke.
She's like, okay. Glad we had this talk. Never going to ask you anything ever again, okay?
She's like, all right, yes. That was a great joke. You know, you really should have gone to stand-up instead of, you know, drug running. Anyway, see you up on deck.
But I am standing up. Get it? Ha. Ha. Ha.
All right, Sandy, to no one in particular, our ETA is 20 minutes. So, Dolphins, get out of the way, because Sandy's coming in.
Working, everybody's working. So, Malia's like, okay, guys, wait to put out that jumpy square thing. Okay, there is a word for it, but I don't remember it right now in this recap. So, just hold off on that, because we have to get the tender out first, okay? And Unit's like, hey, we're just going to push this over the side, toots.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to treat this like I treat any bitch in my bed. Go off the side and get out of my face.
Yeah. So then Hannah's talking to Kiko. She's like, how are you doing, cheeks? He's like, I think the service is you and me and Jessica, because just a tip. Because this morning I asked what is over easy eggs, and this girl telling me, I'm not the chef. And Hannah goes, oh, all righty, then we'll keep her on cabins and laundry then. I've got the chef on my side. I'm nearly this one without even trying.
Yeah, and so they're like laughing. But the thing is that Lara is nearby and she's overhearing it all. So Lara is just getting, you know, pissier and pissier.
Yeah.
So then meanwhile outside, the deckhands are hauling some sort of like heavy thing. And Malia's like, got it. But Pete's like, I got it. And she's like, no, I can do it. He goes, I got it. Like this, of course, condescending.
Yeah. Male
douchebag.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not as weak as I looked. He's like, I got it. Ah. So then Chris peeks into the kitchen to check on things. He sees Jessica. He's like, you okay? And she's like, oh, got carrot in my eye.
Yeah, because it looks like she's crying. She's like, no, sorry, I just got carrot in my eye. How? Don't know. Don't know how I got carrot in my eye, but it's there. It's there. I guess I have to abandon my dream of going back to my favorite job, being an ophthalmologist assistant. But here I am.
He's like, all right, I want to explain the ice game to you. She's like, Smirnoff ice? What is that? He's like, we put it in stuff we're opening, and then if you get the Smirnoff ice, you got to chug it. You got to chug the ice.
Great game.
How are these people rich? I'm going to ask that in every scene that they're on.
I think I feel like I've vaguely heard of that game before. I feel like it's something that people do, but I can't really remember where I've heard it. And if it was a thing, I think I clearly blocked it out. It's like one of the useful things my brain has done for me is say, you know what, Ben, you don't really need to retain that information about the ice game. We'll just erase that for you.
But I like that it's buried somewhere in you. Like one day it's just going to come out and like re-traumatize you. It's like, why am I always getting the Smirnoff eyes? It's always me.
Probably. You know,
so
I will.
So Kiko tells him that they're going to be making paella for lunch and some carrot cake for the birthday girl. And he's like, all right. So then Malia is helping them get something in the water. And she's like, I don't want her to slide off the track, guys. And they're just like pushing it. She's like, oh, Maron. It's Teresa Giudice.
Yeah. Yeah, Teresa Giudice is getting pushed into the water. So then Hannah goes up to Jess and she's like asking Jess about how Lara was. And Jess's like, oh my God, I definitely got into it with Lara. And Hannah's like, oh, you and Hannah got into it? Tell me more. My honey eyes are opening up. And she's like, I mean, I don't even know how you get into it with Kiko. I mean, look at him. Look at this guy. And they just cut to Kiko and he's just like shredding carrots. And he goes, fuck you, carrot. But he's like smiling so happily, cursing and smiling like, I'm Kiko.
So the deckhands are putting out the jet ski and Malia's, you know, just tells them stay away from shore. And the captain goes, Malia, I want every toy in the water at all times. All right. I want it to look like the most fun yacht in the ocean every single time.
What a nightmare that they have to put out those toys every single time and they're only going to like hop on the jet ski and slide on the slide for like 5 seconds. The most funnest yacht in all of the Mediterranean. Sandytown.
Yeah, so Jess is going around hiding Smirnoff ices and clothes. And Hannah goes to Lara. She's like, do you know how much water there is, honey? Do you mind going to check for me? And she's like, okay, yep, okay.
Yeah, well, because she's like, honey, do you know what our stock is for water? And Lara goes, main deck aft. She goes, no, how much is there? She goes, no. She goes, well, honey, do you mind checking for me? She goes, yep. And so she walks away and Hannah's like, well, apart from Lara's shit attitude, she doesn't seem very stewardessy. I mean, a stewardess takes initiative and hooks up with any passenger. You know what I'm saying? And she's not doing that at all. And she doesn't even know where the Smirnoff ice is.
Yeah. So then Jess is talking to Alex in the crew mess. And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, no, in the kitchen, I guess. She's like, oh, my God, I haven't even seen you. This is, like, crazy. Service sucks. How's it going down there? And Alex is looking for the garbage disposal, I think. Is that what he's looking for? He's like, hey, where is this thing? And Kiko goes, it's masturbate? Huh? Masturbator? And Alex is like, yo, it ain't called the masturbator, all right? He's like, but I think it's close to it. He's like, what, you like the masturbator? He said masturbation. That shit's hilarious.
And then they just cut to Jess at the juicer. I don't know why. They just show her being just like juicing.
It's probably like, still the same cup of juice.
I know. She finally got to the halfway point. She's like, yeah. All right, one moment. Well, they still can't have their eggs yet.
Meanwhile, Lara
has actually gotten lost on the boat.
This is so good. Yeah. So Hannah finds Lara, and she takes her down to this little crawl space that you have to go into to get the water. She goes, they're walking up to her, and Hannah goes, this is where I'm going to store your body. She goes, what? And she goes, so this is the little door where you go.
did you get through here? And Lara goes,
No, I did not. It's the first time I see this. So how am I going to go here to the fridge, huh?
And Hannah's like, you can't? She's like,
this is the first time I see this place, so you can't. So can you show me if you don't mind?
And she goes, I go now. You can check. I don't know. And she just walks off. And Hannah's like, excuse me, Lara. And Lara's like, oh, fucking God damn it.
Okay. Show me then. Okay.
And of course, the unit's there. He's like, want me to get it, ladies? Yeah, I'll get it. What you need, ladies? Yeah.
I love that Lara needs, like, a tutorial on how to, like, walk through a door and look for a fridge. Like,
I don't know what to do, and this is my first time seeing the door, so can you show me how to go through the door?
It's like, you didn't know how to go through the door?
No, if I knew how to go through the door, I'd go through the door, but this is my first time. Can you show me, please?
She's like, my parents always taught me to stand up for myself. I was sent to principal because I wouldn't take the authority of the teachers. It's in my genes.
I was born genetically to wait for other people to show me how to go through the door to look around for refrigerator.
So then Jessica and Hannah are talking later, and she's like, you good, darling? And Hannah's like, well, I don't know what game she's playing, but she is gonna lose the game, huh?
We're playing the Settlers of Honey, and she is asking for sheep, and all I've got are rocks, and I'm gonna throw them at her head, one at a time. You know what I'm saying?
And Jessica's like, yeah, well, I was just telling Kiko, I just want to work with Hannah. Wouldn't that be fun? She's like, yeah, it gets to that point, doesn't it, honey? And Laura's right behind Hannah, which, thank God, Hannah doesn't say anything. Too bad.
Yes.
She's just like, look, I'm not even a codependent person, but when you leave, I'm like, come back.
So, and then she sees Lara there, and then she's caught off guard. So Hannah just does this really weird hello. She goes, hello. I'm like, what was that?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hiya, I'm Ione.
And I'm Olivia.
Together, we host the Polyester Podcast.
Are you sick of the pressure to be a girl boss?
Tired of being told gossip is immoral?
Or have so much rage inside of you, you don't know what to do with it?
The Polyester Sleepover Club is here to divulge what society considers our worst habits and discuss why these feminized emotions are still so taboo.
In our Obsessions episodes, we talk to someone we admire about something they're utterly obsessed with.
That has nothing to do with how they generate their income.
Search the Polyester Podcast on the Acast app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crappens Commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kiss, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So now, hey, you know what I love? God, I love that banana. Let's put it in the water. So it's banana boat time, first one of the season. And for some reason, we have this scene of Malia telling Pete, this is a very dangerous piece of machinery. It has to go on low speed only. And I guess maybe the implication is that later on when they're on it, he's going fast. But there wasn't really any payoff on that. So I was like expecting some sort of disaster with a banana.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe later in the season. You never know. This show's spinning its webs. So the captain goes down and Lara's eating lunch in the galley or in the mess. And captain's like, so you on service at all? You'd like to be though, right? Okay, have you told Hannah that you'd like to be on service? And she's like, well, she said we were going to rotate, huh? Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. I love rotate. You know what I love to rotate? A lazy Susan. But you know what? We don't have lazy people, so we call it a motivated Susan on this ship. Am I right?
You know, we had a lazy Susan one time, and I said, you're lazy. You don't belong here. I'm making you the captain of your own ship. Okay, and then I supported her all the way up the top.
You know, we had a lazy Susan. Turns out she just needed a nap. So we put her in bed, came out, and guess what? She served everyone. She was great.
But you
called
know what?
Suddenly Susan.
Yeah, Suddenly Susan. That's got a ring to it. Got a sitcom. Had huge eyebrows. Got rid of them. Totally got rid of them. Got rid of her lazy brows.
So Lara's saying, like, so... okay, so how's everything outside with the guests? Because I unfortunately cannot see them because I'm in the cabin doing all the work. I'm a little Cinderella.
Yeah, I'm never outside, not only on the crawl space of both because Hannah never lets me see sunshine.
I'm sorry that you have to see me with all these ashes on my face and elbows. I was crawling around looking for a mythical refrigerator.
I would like to hear your answer, but first I would like to say, there is a castle on the cloud. There is a place I can't speak.
She's like, you know, you're allowed outside, don't you? Okay. You know, and I'm excited to see you outside because I'll see your service, which I'm real excited to see. Okay. Because you have a lot of experience. I've read the lies that you printed on paper. They were very convincing.
So now Kiko is starting to work on his paella, and he's like, because they're all like swimming around and having fun, and so he's like, well, the paella is going to take 30 minutes to cook, and he goes, but he's like, you know, Kiko, I'd rather they complain about the timing than the taste. I'm making Kiko sound exactly like Lara. I realize this. It's very difficult because they both have chirpy voices in a sense. So anyway, 1 p.m., Kiko starts to cook for lunch.
Yeah, and he's like, paella takes a time. So the captain's like, all right, guess what time it is now? Slide time. God, could the captain just go watch some Netflix? Like, get out of everybody's bonnet, lady, okay?
Yes. So then the deck crew, like, Malia calls, like, a little meeting, and she has them gather around, and Pete's like, what would you like, master? And Malia's like, not master. Malia's fine. He goes, all right, Malia, Master Malia. I'm like,
She's like, all right.
This is a bad look.
Yes. I mean, who would expect it from a guy who calls himself the unit? Really?
Who would?
So Malia's like, okay, look, toys out and help us out for the beginning, Pete. Okay. Sorry. And by the way, it's a pet peeve if I'm talking to you and you're walking away. Thanks.
Yeah.
Be great.
Oh, you know what another pet peeve of mine is that when I'm talking and you suddenly develop Roy Scheider face. Yeah, that is a big pet peeve for me because it makes me think there's a big shark out there.
So she's like, yeah, you know, if a girl is direct, she's a bitch. But if a guy is direct, he's a good leader, you know, and I'm not going to be nice for much longer. I'll tell you that. So then they inflate the slide and get it out. And the captain, of course, is in someone else's business. It's the guests. The guests are sitting down to eat. And the captain's like, wow, smells good, huh?
Yeah. And they sit down. It's 1:34. Okay. So they're sitting there. And Chris is like, man, Chris is the primer. He's like, when I had those two bites of bread last night, I just kept on farting. And then Hannah just like, anyone here would like some more bread? Anyone want some fart bread? Anyone? Fart bread? Anyone? Fart bread?
So now he's like, yeah, I wish lunch was quicker. Bah. So Lara is cleaning, and then Hannah comes in because she's cleaning the mess. And Hannah comes in. She goes, you don't need to do that. The deck crew does that. I'll need you upstairs. And Lara's like, it is written on board. And she's like, okay. Well, you don't need to do that. The deck crew does that. All right?
Ah, of course. So I'm interrupting this now to come start something else.
No, you're not interrupting. You're not doing that anymore. You're not interrupting anything. Not doing that anymore.
It's written right there. It's written right there. You wrote it. Look, it says Hannah. Hannah says, do Krumes.
Go into laundry. Go into laundry.
No, no, you don't order me anything.
Yes, I do. It's my job, honey.
Follow your instructions. Following your instructions.
Go into laundry, honey. Go into laundry.
No, no, you found the wrong one, dude. Oh, well, this is more than what I found, which was not a refrigerator and crawl space.
Oh, no, trust me. You have found the wrong one.
Okay.
The guests are all pissed upstairs, and the unit is listening to the cat fighting. And Hannah's like, go to laundry.
In my own time, I stop, okay?
So she goes, we collaborate or it doesn't work. And she tries to move past Hannah, like push Hannah out of the way. And yeah, Hannah like goes, lady, do not touch me. She's got like double fingers pointing in her face.
She literally, this was like, we never knew there was this other tier beyond Honey. Like, I thought Honey was, you know, I thought it was Honey, then Honey, and then that was it. I did not know that you can go from Honey to Lady. Lady, that was new. Lady, don't touch me. That double finger, like she was about to do like the out of this world stop time thing. Like, as soon as I touch these fingers, time is going to stop. All right, lady, do you want me to stop time right now? Because I might not unstop it. I'm stopping time. Lady.
So we go to commercial and we come back with, lady.
Lady.
And the unit's like, there's a huge cat fight going on. Yeah. And Lara's like, I'm being polite. And she goes, oh, this is you being polite, honey.
Polite and tranquil. This is how I live my life. Polite and tranquil. Do you mind,
Yes, I do mind, honey.
Calm down. Calm. It's all good. Calm.
She goes, well, I am stressed out because this is a very big boat that I'm in charge of.
Oh, so maybe it's not the job for you. It's all good. It's all good.
Hannah's like, she is like, her fingers are like shaking right close to me. She's like, lady.
So Hannah just storms up and Laura's like, okay, hot, nah.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking punch that bitch in a minute, lady. That's right. I'm in lady mode now.
So she does yoga breaths with Jess. And then the guests got their food and they're really enjoying it. And Chris
an
is like,
hour late.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, an I hour wish it late. Was quicker. God, that's crazy.
I would be pissed if I waited an hour for paella. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So then Malia is squeegee mopping with Alex. And she's like, so how's it going, Alex? Please don't tell me that you had to smuggle things to get your mom into rehab. Because I'm really not in the place for that right now. He's like, no, look, yeah. I'm just here to do whatever you want, huh?
He's like, you know what? You know, growing up, I lived with my mom. My mom was basically my mom and my dad. Like, growing up, she basically was like, she was like Giselle and Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, we had to play, you know, I have memories of being in the driveway and she would set up all the hockey pucks. She would hit the hockey pucks at me and I'd try to hit them back. And I'd be like, you're wicked good at that, mom. And she'd always be like, You're doing great, Alex. You're doing great, Alex.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to learn to be a girl on a team of boys.
He's like, you're one of the boys. Here's a huck. Here's a puck. It's like, ow. All right, we'll work on that. But you're one of the boys, Malia. And then we get a shot of unit getting out of bed with a boner. So there was that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the boner classic. Shot, guys. Classic boner shot.
And then Hannah goes up to Lara and goes, Lara, a.k.a. Lady, I'm not going to do this with you all season. If your boss comes and asks you to do something, ask you to come in to do into laundry, you come into laundry, okay?
Yes, but you're so impolite when you talk to me, speak to me.
Oh, like you are with me, honey.
I haven't done anything bad to you since day one.
Oh, really? The eye rolls and everything?
Oh, it's a misunderstanding. There's no point in carrying on with this. Now tell me, where is the refrigerator?
Hannah walks off and Lara just keeps talking to herself.
Yeah, she's just like,
Yeah, she's like, this is something personal, so I can't change that. I'm okay. I still sleep well at night. It's simple. It's easy. Okay, you know, I have, like, a grow-up. I've got genes. I don't know. Have you ever walked on your hands and knees just to find some water for someone?
So the captain checks in on the guests, and because she's always there. She's just always fucking there now. She's that little email thing that whenever you go to a new site and it's like, sign up for our email newsletter. It's like Captain Sandy every time you enter a new room. It's like, hi, everything you know going okay? Want to sign up for a subscription list? Huh?
No, she's the cookie warning. She's the one that's like, hey, just so you know, this website uses cookies. Are you okay with that?
Except you're not. Okay.
Yeah, they're great cookies. Okay. Kiko, can we get some of those cookies? They are okay with it.
These will take hours. So the she tells Kiko, look, they said they really like your food, so bravo, bravo. Just pick up the pace, okay, because they want things faster.
Lady Hannah, can you clear the F-deck table, please? Thank you very much. Thank you.
So then Alex and the unit are hanging out. And Alex is like, so was he able to pass out, bro? And he's like, almost, but there was an argument with Hannah and Laka. God, I just can't get that.
I think her name is Lala?
Lufa?
Lobster? Lobster. Lobster. Princess Leia. Lombada.
I think it's either Lara or Lana. And he's like, I'm going with Lana because it's hot. Yeah. What a hot name, Lana. Yeah.
Or you could just ask her or ask anyone and like give her the respect of calling her by her name.
Yeah. So then Jess, what are they doing? Why did I say damn ice? Oh, yeah. Jess, the guest Jess, gets iced. She finds a smeared off ice and she's like, damn.
Iced.
So Rob is like, I've never ever heard of getting iced before. I've heard of getting buffaloed. When someone yells buffalo, you have to drink. And you consciously drink out of your left hand because after a third time, you're like, fuck that shit. But I like it. Ice, ice, baby. Get it? Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha.
I think back in those times when I was caught drinking a beer out of my right hand. And someone said buffalo, and I lose myself in laughter. Ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha,
ha,
ha, ha. So Jess and Hannah's like, let's do something real creative to keep Captain Cereal off our ass and make a centerpiece that is smearing off ice. Won't that be fun?
Yeah.
So they start making like this creative thing, and then Lara passes her in the hall, and... they just Lara still is in her day clothes. She hasn't changed, and the music just stops. And it's like, God damn it!
Yeah. And then Jess has to get something from the pantry, and she's like, what the fuck is a pantry? Like, I mean, I know what a pantry is, but like, I mean, I don't know what a pantry. Like, okay, like I literally don't know what any room is. So what is? I'm like these. This boat has Lara looking for a refrigerator, Jess looking for a pantry. I mean, what's going to happen next? Are we going to have, like, Kiko wandering around in search of a table? I mean...
yeah, it's like someone pooping under a table.
What's the matter? What's happening? What's going on?
What's the matter?
Yeah.
So Jen's like, I just don't want to admit that I don't know where the pantry is. I don't want to get on Hannah's bad side. I mean, it's a thing with canned goods. So where's that? And Hannah's like, this is the pantry, honey. This is the pantry. And she goes, oh... this is it. Okay. Love you, Hannah. She's love you too, honey.
You're lucky that I have a bitch from hell on board too. Otherwise, I'd be giving you the biggest honey eyes I can imagine. But instead, I just want to hug you right now and say thank you for keeping me alive at this moment.
So they're setting up the table, and Hannah's like, that's as good as we can do. Oh, nice. So one of the guests is like, for dinner, can I request half-size portions? Because, like, it's too hard to just eat half. And she's like, all right, well. It's like, Malia, seriously. Can we get dick hands so the food doesn't get cold? And they make it, they spotlight that, because I was thinking the captain was going to be like, the deckhands, what the heck? Don't you have service? But she's making Lara stay down in the cabins.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's, you know, one of the ongoing themes we've discovered in Below Deck is that there's like a real pride and joy of being on service versus in the cabins, which, I mean, I guess I can see that because in one, you are like picking up people's shit, and the other, you are like you get to not pick up people's shit, but whatever. I feel like you're still dealing with these assholes no matter what. So whatever. But Hannah, I mean, Lara hears that and she gives like full on stink eye, like, oh, like a deckhand and not me. Like, you know, yeah. Something we've seen before.
And the captain is having dinner with them, and it's the old missing the captain's plate story, mm-hmm. except that the captain has her plate. It's the girl who ordered half sizes that doesn't. And Hannah, so subtle, right in front of everybody, she's like, Keiko, Keiko, Hannah, there's 8 people at the table. I'm going to shit on the floor, Keiko. 8 people at the table. What are his mother there, Keiko? And he's like, forgot about the captain's salty.
Oh, hi, Keiko. So down in the crew mess, Pete and Alex and Malia are sitting there, and Pete's like, roses are red, violets are blue, my bus driver's titties are bigger than you. And Malia's just like, you just see her face.
And then Alex is like, I got one. Roses are red, violets are fine. You be the 6, I'll be the 9. Ah! Ah!
Malia's like, you're... No.
She's like, please die. So yeah. Then the main course is served, and it's a grilled sirloin. And one of the girls is like, why is this so hard to cut? And Captain's like, because that's a butter knife. Hannah, we need steak knives. Did you hear me on the radio? We need steak knives. Hello?
And so they're like looking for some sort of steak knife. And meanwhile, Sandy goes down to the galley. Maybe she doesn't, but she tells us that she's unhappy that Keiko didn't even try the meat, you know, that it's just like beginner mistake. How do you not try the meat, you know? But then they get the steak knives, and they're cutting it, and she's like, chef, this is Captain Sandy, and I regret to inform you, these steaks are not tough. It's just because we had butter knives. You did a great job. You did a great, great job. And you know, a butter knife is just a serrated knife that took a nap, right? Okay, great.
So then it cuts to Rob just downstairs in the mess hall going like, oh, I need to toot. Ha, ha, ha. And then back up to the captain telling wild stories, which I always love the captain's stories. She's like, yeah. Well, one time I worked for this guy who crashed the boat wherever we went because he had one eye. And I thought, hey, I'm going to do this. I could do better than that. That's all it takes. And I'm like, ha, 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 ha.
I know. She's always in some bizarre parts. Like, and then I just threw that spear right into the Kraken's eyeball, and we were released and everything. We had a great laugh about it.
No, I will not hide you under the boat, Saddam. All right? Now get on that jet ski if you want to. I can't stop you from that, but come on.
So Keiko makes a carrot cake, and they bring up like the cake, and Hannah's like, well, lady honey, we got you a little centerpiece. We've got you something special for your birthday. It's a box that has flowers in it, and you just take a flower, and guess what? You just got iced. You got iced, honey.
And Chris is like, your chef is really good, Captain. She's like, oh, yeah, that's Cheeks. We love him. And he's like, when someone tell me I do good job, I get goosebumps, you know?
I love the goosebumps. So then it's like 1:30 a.m. and we see Rob on Anchor Watch. We have this, like, all the Rob scenes are so bizarre because he's on Anchor Watch and he's texting someone and he's like, oh, I'm in a relationship with someone. It's an open experience. I don't like it. Ha. Buffalo.
I know. And then they just cut away to something else. Like, what the hell?
It's like, I feel like I'm just like imagining all his like Amazon reviews. I bought this blender, and within 30 days, it had broken. I do not like that.
Ha, period. Ha, period. Ha.
Buffalo.
Oh, haul the anchor. And we get some anchor stuff. And Lee is like, anchor's home, Captain. So 7 a.m., 30 minutes late for breakfast. And Lara comes in.
Yeah, late for her shift. And so so she's starting to walk around. And Malia's out on the deck, and like Pete and Alex are doing something with the anchor. It's like some technical thing with, you pour this thing in first before you do this or that. And they're like going back and forth, like maybe do this or whatever. And Malia's like, guys, just so you know, if you have any questions, I'm here to answer anything you might need. And Pete's like, no, I know. And she's like, yeah, but you sound like you don't know. He's like, no, I know. Okay, fine. Why don't you teach me? Fine. Why don't you teach me?
Yeah, and she's like, well, if you know how to do it, fine. But if you'd like to learn from me, that's also fine. He's like, well, am I telling him wrong? She's like, you know how to do the anchors, so then I guess you can do them. And he's like, no, go ahead. Just go ahead then. And she's like, Alex, would you give us a second? So she's like, listen here, unit. I know you were a captain, and I get that. But when you're working for me, you do it my way. Because the minute you go against me, especially in front of the other guys, you're not going to be my lead deckhand anymore. Clear?
Is that clear? I thought that was great. I thought she totally handled that so well. She came off, you know, she was authoritative. She wasn't, you know, she didn't have to, you know, like she said before, like women in business or in the workplace often have to ride that line between like not being a bitch, but like you also don't want to be soft. And, you know, she didn't cater to these notions of I have to handle it like a sweet girl. She just was like very direct and like, you either listen to me or you're going to be demoted. Is that clear? And I was like, boom, it was so good.
Yeah. And he's like, all good. And she's like, thanks. So then the captain's like, all right, all crew, 10 minutes. And they're putting out the fenders because it's time for these fools to go. So Malia wants to do a really good job for the captain. And the captain's like, all right, I got to know when to swing my stern. It's like, cool.
Yeah. And Malia's also concerned that Pete is like not going to be, he's going to be reluctant to be the student because he's, you know, he has been a captain, which is like a classic thing we see on Below Deck also. So they got to throw lines in. It's like, there's a lot of like, quick, throw the lines, cross line. I need the cross line on. Quick. Where's my juice? Quick.
And she nails it. So then Lara and Hannah are talking again. So Lara comes up to Hannah and she's like, I need to tell you two things, but important. And she's like, you know what, honey? Let's wait for the guests to get off. Habit that. Oh, I know.
Okay. And stop saying okay to me. Okay.
So they line up to say bye, and the unit's flirting with Lara. He's like, roses are red, violets are blue. I want to be inside a crazy Russian-Italian chick, and Lucky, that's you. Get over here, baby. Yeah.
We have a saying in Italy. If a man is under 1 meter 65, just don't trust him. But I like Peter. He's tall. I mean, you know, tall compared to, you know, tiny meatball. But he's tall, and I like a tall man. And he's above 1.65 meters. He's about 1.67 meters. And he's good. I like him.
So Chris says bye, hands over the tips. He's like, you guys, I didn't get anything that I didn't ask for. And anything I asked for, I got. Hannah, just thank you. Here's a lot of ones, guys. Yeah, ones. Whoever gets a one's got to chug, all right?
In fact, you have to chug this $1 bill.
Yeah.
So now it's time for cleaning. And then the crew meeting, tip meeting.
I am so proud of you, Hannah. The client loves you. And that brings me to my chef. You know, I know you felt me getting on you a little bit there today, but I hope you also felt my support as well as my derision. Now, Malia, day one to now, it's night and day. And Malia's like, thank you. Well, he gets all teary because she made her happy.
Yeah. So they get like a $20,000 tip. So it's like $1,500 per person. So it's really good and everyone's happy. And so then everyone goes back to cleaning. And Hannah goes up to see Sandy to basically tell her that she's struggling with Lara on service.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, I know you feel her energy is very negative, but she's nice to me. So, which is also classic, you know, Sandy only sees one side of it, everybody kissing her ass, and then she's nice to that person. This is like classic Joao shit that's going down right here.
Yeah.
So she's like, but she's nice to me. So you know what, Hannah, I need you to sit her down and say, let's put this behind us. How can we put this behind us? Can I give you a raise in some way?
Listen, what you gotta do is you sit her down and you put a plate of Branzino out on the motivated Susan and you say, listen, how can we turn this around? And then what you do is you actually spin the Susan so it's a visual reminder. She'll get it. And then ask her if she wants to take a nap.
and it should be fine. It'll be fine, Hannah.
Trim down her eyebrows, give her a sitcom, and start calling her suddenly. That's my best advice, yeah. Hannah, okay? I want to see you turn this around. That's the important thing. So Hannah's like, all right, I'll give this a go. Laura, Hannah. And Laura's like, oh, fucking goddamn cheese ball. I don't have to talk to this idiot girl.
Yeah, she's like, where is this woman? So she comes in and she says, what do you want? Tell me, please. It's like, whoa. Hannah's fingers are like already coming together. Like, lady.
Yeah, it's like, well, you were the one who wanted to tell me things. And she's like, well, the more you piss me off, the less I will do. And that's how it works.
All right. Honey, what is pissing you off? You speak a disrespectful.
Could you give me some examples of that hot nai-nai?
So many, like the time you wanted me to roll around in pig feces just to find some water underneath the butter.
She tells her, you work it out in your head. And Hannah goes, no, that's not how this is going to work. All right.
Well, if you treat me right, I'm going to respect you. Doesn't matter if you're a pope or a queen of England.
And Hannah's like, no. And she goes, okay, get your shit together and be nice, okay? You made me so mad, I start an hour late today.
She says it, like, so proudly. Like, this was her big stand.
She's like, I was so mad, I started half an hour later today, so there's that.
She's like, you know what, honey, you're disgusting. And she gets up and leaves, and Laura goes, bye, Hannah.
So, at this point, Hannah's got her index fingers together. She's like, she's made like a little canoe with her fingers at the front. She's like, I'm gonna go see Sandy. Sandy, I need your help. Can I get you, Sandy, could you please help me? And Sandy's like, right now, can I eat my cereal? He's like, it's bad. It's bad Sunday.
So they go up to Laura and sit down again. And Laura's just like, making that face.
She just barfs. She just throws up.
If you respect me, I don't throw up on your feet.
Yeah, that's how it ends. And I'm actually really interested to see how Laura handles this. Like, if she acts like a total victim in front of Sandy or if she's really bitchy in front of her.
Yeah, I cannot even believe her attitude. It is like, I mean, listen, I don't think it's probably very easy to work under Hannah sometimes, especially if you're not, you know, if you piss off Hannah, she makes your life miserable. But I mean, Hannah really did not do, you know, Hannah's biggest offense was that she switched Lara's schedule. And Lara has just been, wow, she is out of control.
Yeah. Well, next week there's Roy Orbison Jr. and Ace of Base. So, there you go.
Finally.
The moment we've all
I saw
agreed.
The sign, and I opened up my eyes, and I still could not find the refrigerator.
So I go sleep now. Goodbye.
I go sleep.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. We will be back tomorrow with Season 2, Episode 1 recap of Selling Sunset.
That's going to be on Thursday. Tomorrow is Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, sorry. Vanderpump Rules and Selling Sunset. Yes. And I don't know if we mentioned it today, but we will be starting new shows. We're doing Selling Sunset, and then we are going to be adding Married to Medicine Los Angeles next week.
Yeah, there wasn't a new episode this week, so that's why we're not doing it this week.
So we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hiya, I'm Ione.
And I'm Olivia.
Together, we host the Polyester Podcast.
Are you sick of the pressure to be a girl boss?
Tired of being told gossip is immoral?
Or have so much rage inside of you, you don't know what to do with it?
The Polyester Sleepover Club is here to divulge what society considers our worst habits and discuss why these feminized emotions are still so taboo.
In our Obsessions episodes, we talk to someone we admire about something they're utterly obsessed with.
That has nothing to do with how they generate their income.
Search the Polyester Podcast on the Acast app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.